I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a few clouds, 45 degrees.
Got some backups on 215's east side belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. A two-year Justice Department review found incidents of racism were common at the Davis School District. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the district has settled the case, promising to do better.
We apologize. We're sorry for what happened.
That's Davis School District spokesperson Chris Williams speaking to KSL-TV, responding to the settlement agreement between the district and the U.S. Department of Justice. KSL.com reports the department found frequent and pervasive harassment of Black and Asian American students. Williams says no student should come to school feeling like this is a place where they don't want to be. The district is taking a number of steps to prevent future discrimination and harassment, including training staff and students and creating a new department to handle complaints. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
New in the past hour, Utah's unemployment rate has dropped again and now sits at 2.4%. Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald tells Utah's Morning News the state now has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation.
That's really good news. And the other big number is that we're at 3.4% job growth. And there's only two states in the nation right now that can really tout of having positive job growth.
Idaho is the other state that's also doing very well right now. The suspect in the murder of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe will make a court appearance this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Well, Maria, the detention hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. for Book in Book. A judge is expected to decide if Book should be held without bail on charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder. Book is accused of shooting both Lowe and his girlfriend over a parking issue on a street in Sugar House last month. The girlfriend is still recovering from her injuries, and at the time of the shooting, Book was on probation for two robberies he'd been convicted of in 2019. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A memorial walk is taking place today to honor the life of murdered University of Utah track athlete Lauren McCluskey. McCluskey died 3 years ago today when a man that she had previously dated murdered her outside her college dorm. Today, the University of Utah, Utah State, SUU, and over 30 other colleges across the country will walk to remember Lauren and raise awareness about domestic violence and campus safety. KSL's top national stories this hour. A fatal accident on a movie set in New Mexico. Police confirm actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun and it killed one person and wounded another.
Authorities confirming that actor Alec Baldwin accidentally discharged a prop gun, shooting two people on the set of the upcoming Western movie Rust. Helena Hutchins, the 42-year-old director of photography, eventually dying, while director Joel Souza is still undergoing treatment for his injuries. In images taken after the shooting, Baldwin is visibly distraught. The sheriff's department says that no charges have been filed, but that the investigation remains active.
ABC's chief national correspondent Matt Gutman reporting. Vaccine booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson were given the green light last night by the CDC. A panel also paved the way for mixing and matching of the various shots, saying data shows it's safe.
I don't think we have long-term follow-up that says that one is better than the other. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to mix and match, that's fine. If you want to stick with the original, that's perfectly fine as well.
Dr. Ashish Shah with the Brown University of Public Health says millions of Americans are now eligible for boosters starting this weekend. More questions than answers after the month-long search for Brian Laundrie ended this week with the discovery of his remains at a nature reserve in Florida. Laundrie was the only person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito.
How Brian died remains unknown. Investigators would not comment when asked whether a weapon was found at the scene. Meanwhile, Petito's family reacting to the news only saying they are grieving the loss of their beautiful daughter.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. The November 2nd election is just over a week and a half away, and Vice President Kamala Harris joined Democratic nominee for Governor of Virginia Terry McAuliffe last night to rally voters.
We will not be distracted. We will not be dissuaded. We will not be deterred. This election is too important.
Harris told the crowd progress would be stalled if Republican Glenn Youngkin gets elected. Coming up on KSL, the state's college football teams have a big weekend with one game taking place tonight, plus a look at your triple team traffic with Andy Farnsworth.
Some minor slowdowns, 215 East Belt, 45th South, I-15 at 33rd South, and northbound 15 in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:06.
Dave.
I love taking quizzes.
I'm ready.
Dude, Genevieve.
Do you take the vaccine and be done with it? Take a test every single week. Quit your job.
Dave and Dujanovic, weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
Life has taught you many lessons, like it's always better to have choices. Green Jell-O or red? Everyone has their preference, and that's exactly why when it comes to choosing a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan, they like to give you options for in-network care and are proud to partner with Mountain Star Healthcare, Steward Healthcare, and University of Utah Health. These providers have been caring for the Wasatch Front area for years, delivering high-quality, compassionate, and affordable health care that's close to home. Life has also taught you that sometimes you have to make tough choices. But with Cigna's provider network, you just can't go wrong. Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com to compare plans and make the right choice for you. Because life has taught you well.
Other providers are available in our network. Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tahoe, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Morning News. Maria sitting in today for Amanda and Tim. They're getting an extended weekend. They will be back on Monday. Recapping our top story, the suspect in the murder of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe will make a court appearance this morning. We'll bring you up to date on that story throughout the day here on KSL. There is a growing concern for the 16 Americans and one Canadian being held hostage in Haiti. Michigan pastor Ron Mark says one of the families being held was part of his congregation.
These are like children and grandchildren to us, besides being part of our church family.
A video posted to social media shows the man believed to be the leader of that gang saying that he will shoot the hostages if he doesn't get $1 million in ransom for each of them. KSL Sports, we have some Friday night college football in Logan tonight. The Colorado State Rams have traveled to Cache Valley to take on the Aggies in a Mountain West showdown. Tonight's game kicks at 7:30. Utah Utes have traveled to Corvallis to face the Oregon State Beavers tomorrow night at 5:30. The Utes are looking to continue a three-game winning streak and remain undefeated in conference play. The BYU Cougars will be facing the Washington State Cougars tomorrow afternoon in Pullman. Washington State team has been going through some turmoil with their head coach and several assistant coaches being fired for failing to follow a state employee vaccine mandate. But BYU quarterback Jaron Hall says they expect their opponents to be fired up to play, and BYU needs to focus on executing the fundamentals.
And just moving forward and focusing on getting a win. So just having a lot of energy, getting back to the football we play.
BYU is coming off a two-game losing streak after winning their first five games. Kick tomorrow is at 1:30 with our extended pregame coverage on KSL News Radio starting at 9 a.m. And you can be sure that the KSL Greenhouse Show will be back next Saturday at its regular time. KSL News Time 809. Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. A few delays out there now, Andy?
Yeah, but it's cleared up over on 215's east side belt, so you're back to the full speed limit between 6200 South and the mouth of Parley's Canyon. I-15 still running heavy as you go between 33rd South and I-80. Traffic is looking fine out in Tooele County on SAR 36. The southbound crash we had in Stansbury Park, not a factor. Aubrey?
Well, I-15 northbound through Clearfield has cleaned up if you're going that way. Southbound I-15 is looking great from Ogden into downtown, about a 30-minute drive. You've got a few pockets of slowing on the city streets around school zones right now. Eric?
Pioneer Crossing seeing some extra cars, but really nothing in the way of delays so far this morning on any of the major freeway entrance points from out in Saratoga Springs and Eagle Mountain, Lehigh. If you're heading east toward the freeway, you really don't have any trouble. And I-15, once you get there, it's looking good all morning in Utah County. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. I'm Eric Fuller in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunrise. It's going to be a beautiful day. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Nice yesterday. Today gets even warmer. We're up to 70 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Enjoy it because rain's coming tomorrow, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Morning News. Beginning today, people over 65 and those with special circumstances will be able to get a COVID booster shot. We're going to go in depth on that subject coming up next right here on KSL News Radio.
Would you like to know how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement? Learn how at the Retirement Tax Summit, a free educational event next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, reserve your free ticket by calling 801-682-4448. Learn what you can do before the end of the year that could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. Don't miss the Retirement Tax Summit next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy. Get your free ticket now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Charles is dying from COVID-19, not because he has the disease, but because he has to travel 95 miles in an ambulance to the nearest open ICU bed. Yes, his local ICU was just minutes away, but it's full of COVID patients, nearly all of whom haven't been vaccinated. So, if you think you're not hurting anyone by skipping the vaccine, think again. Please, get vaccinated. Find a location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Introducing the latest innovation in water technology. The new Nebbia by Moen Quattro Showerhead offers four unique experiences to choose from. Designed to soothe, clarify, relieve, and cleanse. An indulgent shower experience engineered to use up to 50% less water. Water designs our life. Who designs for water? Visit Moen.com to learn more.
If you have rooms that are hotter in the summer and colder in the winter than the rest of the house, you're not the only one. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if your home has insulation, decent windows, and you're still experiencing uneven temperatures, chances are you have an airflow issue with your HVAC system. The good news is you don't need to replace your furnace and air conditioner to improve uneven temperatures in your house. The bad news, it's usually a little more than the average DIYer can tackle themselves. It may involve adding return or supply registers in the uncomfortable areas, or you may just need to run the blower fan for longer. It's really hard to tell without running some tests. I tell you what, if you're interested in improving the uneven temperatures around your house, this fall, Any Hour Services will perform a free airflow analysis for any homeowners listening. They'll talk to you about the problem areas, analyze your system, and show you options to improve its airflow. To schedule your free airflow analysis, call Any Hour Services today at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Davis School District says it's sorry and things are going to change after a Justice Department inquiry found widespread racial harassment in the district. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, a computer server outage caused hundreds of flights to be delayed or canceled last night for Utah-based SkyWest Airlines, leaving thousands of passengers stranded. The company says the computer problems are fixed and they are working to get their flights back on schedule. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. It is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic looking good on I-15 in Salt Lake and Davis County once again. Earlier slowdowns on 215 have cleared, but a little bit of slowing up on Foothill near Sunnyside now starting to appear. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
70 degrees later today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine prevented symptomatic illness in 91% of a trial group of more than 2,200 elementary school-aged children.
None of the trial participants experienced a rare heart inflammation. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told ABC News the shots for 5 to 11-year-olds could be available early next month.
We are actively working with pediatricians' offices to make sure that we are ready to go should that regulatory approval and the CDC recommendations come forward.
The FDA scientific advisors meet next week to discuss the data.
The investigation continues in New Mexico, where a prop gun in the hands of Alec Baldwin discharged and killed the director of photography on a movie set. The director was injured. Variety editor Mark Malkin tells ABC.
There is a system of checks and balances before any actor is touching a prop gun, and that usually includes a prop master bringing the prop over to set, then an AD checking the prop gun.
Baldwin was questioned by authorities Thursday, not charged. President Biden, no public event scheduled today. Negotiations continue over his spending proposals. At a CNN town hall Thursday, he explained how items are shrinking amid negotiations. He says free two-year community college does not have enough support and that 12 weeks of paid family leave has been scaled down to 4. Supply chain issues now extending to ice cream, as ABC's Victor Okendo explains.
Consumer goods giant Unilever. They make products we're all familiar with, including Hellman's Mayo and Ben & Jerry's. The company, citing inflation, saying customers can expect a 4% increase in prices, and next year could be even higher.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Beginning today, people 65 and older and those with special circumstances like underlying conditions or high risk of exposure are eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine booster 6 months after being fully vaccinated with both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. In addition, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Cecilia Vega with Good Morning America, everyone 18 and older who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is now eligible for a booster.
We had some discussion and important recommendations about what we call mix and match.
This mix and match is such big news, and a lot of people have a lot of questions about it. So I want to ask you, how should individuals decide if they want to mix and match, which combinations to use?
You know, we reviewed a lot of evidence. The CDC and FDA reviewed a lot of evidence. And for the vast majority of people who likely did very well with their original vaccine that they got, it would be just fine for them to go ahead and get that original vaccine again. But there may be people who have a preference for whatever reason to get something else. We would encourage them to discuss it with their physician or pharmacist, to come to the CDC website. And that option is there too. And then finally, if the vaccine you originally got is not available to you for whatever reason, the pharmacy you're visiting doesn't have it that day, it is just fine to get a different one as well.
So bottom line, if you got J&J as your original vaccine, should you look towards getting Pfizer and Moderna for your booster?
The FDA and the CDC reviewed really important data. And what they saw from the NIH was data that demonstrated that if you got J&J followed by a Moderna or Pfizer, you got a really robust antibody response. But we saw some data also from J&J that demonstrated that J&J folks who got boosted with J&J had a really good clinical response as well. So really, this is about personal preference and talking to your physician about what's best.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for Triple Team Traffic. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. What's happening, Andy?
Well, in the Salt Lake Valley, things are pretty clear. Northbound 15, just a little slow right before 53rd South. And then we've got some heavy traffic in downtown Salt Lake near 800 South, just before that 6 South exit. Traffic out of Tooele, SR36, I-80, all looking good. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking really good on I-15 throughout Weber and Davis County as well. You have about a 30-minute drive into downtown Salt Lake City there. If you're on Highway 89 coming down the Big Hill in South Ogden area heading towards I-84, that looks a little bit congested, as does Hill Air Force Base Southgate. That looks a little congested as well. Eric?
No such problems in Utah County. I-15 rolling right along from Santa Quinn Basin up through Lehigh and to a point of the mountain. Eventually, if you're doing the whole trek, talking about a 30-minute drive time going out to Heber City through Provo Canyon, no problems there. And I-80 is dry through Parley's Canyon this morning going out to the Kimball Junction if you're heading to Park City. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance and Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful sunrise right now. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Up to 70 today and partly cloudy skies, but rain showers move in quickly tomorrow and a high of 55. And then a lot of clouds, 60 on Sunday with more showers late in the day. We're not done yet. We got more rain on Monday, 65. Rain cooler on Tuesday. They might even mix with some snow. And high temperatures only 52, 54. A few more showers on Wednesday. And then partly cloudy, only 58 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. You heard Grant. Enjoy today. A big change coming our way tomorrow. 45 degrees downtown right now. In Moab, 36 degrees. St. George, they're up to 49 degrees at this hour. KSL Newstime, 822, Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
For over a century, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been helping change kids' perspectives and giving them the opportunity to reach their potential. In Utah, they help children facing adversity with strong and enduring, professionally supported, one-to-one relationships that change their lives for the better through mentoring. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Utah connects children with a perfect match, someone with similar interests, and facilitate relationships through one-to-one outings and activities that include working on school projects together at the library, going to museums, listening to music, and so much more. To help, please donate your gently used clothing. It will make a big difference in the lives of Utah youth living with adversity. Additionally, you are saving precious room in landfills and protecting the environment. Find a donation location near you at bbbsu.org. That's bbbsu.org. Select Health recognizes the supportive services provided by Big Brothers Big Sisters of Utah as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Whether it's the day you take on six new employees or the day your work takes you across the country, every day in business brings something new. So get the flexibility of our new mobile service designed for your small business. Introducing Comcast Business Mobile. This mobile service gives you the most reliable network with nationwide 5G included. And it's easy to save no matter what type of business you run. If you have a big team that needs lots of data, you can get unlimited for just $30 per line per month when you get four lines. And if your business is always changing, you can mix and match between unlimited and by the gig to save. Available now for Comcast Business Internet customers with no line activation fees or term contract required. See if you can save up to $500 a year on your wireless bill by switching to Comcast Business Mobile today. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Most reliable based on RootMetrics US report. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Actual savings vary. Call for details.
KSL News Time 8:25. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Walmart is extending delivery hours for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. The retailer will add 2 hours to delivery windows until 10 o'clock p.m. Royal Caribbean is launching a 274-day cruise. The company says this trip will be the longest cruise in the world. It will visit 65 countries. The cost, though, pricey, $61,000 per ticket. KSL Drives. GM is upgrading its GMC Sierra 1500 and Denali pickup trucks. The new models will cost over $80,000, which will make them the most expensive full-size pickups on the market. And we'll get you up to date with the drive coming up next. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 8:26.
Utah, are you getting the most out of your Medicare benefits? Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, so call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, United Healthcare could get you more for your Medicare dollar when, where, and how you need it. With great benefits like $1,000 for comprehensive dental services, $60 a quarter in credits for OTC, $300 eyewear allowance with free lenses, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Utah. It's time to take advantage of a plan that offers you more care for less. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Call United Healthcare today at 1-844-696-5525. That's 1-844-696-5525. United Healthcare is there to help you get even more from your benefits. That number again is 1-844-696-5525. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Cougars need this win.
Tyler powers his way into the end zone. Tyler Allgeier scores, and the Cougars take the lead.
BYU, Washington State.
This Saturday.
Listen for KSL's extended pregame starting at 9.
And then kickoff at 1:30.
On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
And then make sure you join Tonani for the Greenhouse Show next Saturday. We will not be preempted by BYU again next Saturday. Let's check your triple team traffic. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here is Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we've got a crash downtown on I-15 near the 6 South exit, and it's got traffic backing up in both directions of the freeway because we've got emergency vehicles on both sides of the freeway. The northbound direction is worse. The slowing is coming up towards 6 South. The southbounders looks like more of a curiosity delay than it is because the emergency vehicles are all the way over to the left shoulder. We've also got some minor northbound slowdowns, I-15 near 53rd South. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking pretty good in Weber and Davis County. If you're on I-15, you have no delays from Ogden into downtown. I am seeing a bit of slowing on Beck Street as you make your way towards Victory Road. And also the city streets throughout Layton, they're looking a little bit slow, mostly around the school zones. Eric?
I-15, Utah County, that's in great shape right now. No problems as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time out in Provo. You are starting to see some congestion on University Avenue in a usual spot between Center Street and 800 North. Ameritech College is hosting a Halloween costume drive to support the kids at Primary Children's Hospital. Help by donating new unused costumes for children of all ages. Visit ameritech.edu/Halloween. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a gorgeous fall day on tap. The latest on your forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Nice day to get some yard work done before the rains get here. 70 today, partly cloudy skies. Rains tomorrow, though, 55. Clouds, a few showers late Sunday, 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time 8:30. Maria Shalaya sitting in today for Amanda and Tim. They'll be back on Monday. 45 degrees downtown.
Crash on I-15 downtown causing some delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. Thousands of SkyWest Airlines passengers across the western U.S. are still trying to get to their destinations this morning. Now, this comes after many were stranded last night because of a computer server problem that grounded 700 flights. We get the update from KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
The company calls it an internal server outage. That's according to a statement SkyWest released yesterday, which states IT teams are working to resolve the issue. News agency Reuters reports the problem was fixed last night after 5 hours. But that doesn't mean all flights are running normally quite yet. Planes may not be in the cities they need to be for departures this morning, and hundreds of people were seen at the Salt Lake International waiting in line to be rebooked on other flights or given a hotel room for the night. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The company says some cancellations may continue today, so check your flight status before heading to the airport. Utah's Attorney General is planning to hire outside attorneys to challenge the expansion of two national monuments. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says he wants a team that could take the case to the Supreme Court.
Law firms have until November 5th to bid on the case. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Attorney General Sean Reyes wants to challenge the executive order from President Biden that expanded Grand Staircase and Bears Ears National Monuments back to their original boundaries. Legal challenges to monument designations under the Antiquities Act have rarely been successful in the past. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Canyon School District has decided to add 6 remote learning days to this year's calendar to help deal with a nationwide substitute teacher shortage. They are calling it Remote Learning Fridays. Details from KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin.
Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District tells us that mounting stresses of the pandemic are pushing many teachers near the breaking point.
The district has done everything in its power to keep schools open and to keep students safely learning. And these 6 days of remote learning are in support of that goal, because if we don't have teachers able to teach, no instruction can happen.
The first Remote Friday will happen November 5th. KSL's top national stories this hour. The month-long search for the only person of interest in the death of Gabby Petito is over. The FBI confirmed last night the human remains found in a Florida nature reserve are those of Brian Laundrie's. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Florida with more on what happened in the swamps there.
What we know so far about these remains that were found is that the police say they were skeletal remains. We're talking about Brian Laundrie's bones that were discovered, and the only reason they were able to confirm so quickly that this is him is because they could confirm dental records. Now, that is very useful for figuring out who a person is. It's not necessarily helpful for figuring out how they died. That's going to be a question that could take a lot longer for these investigators to determine.
Gabby Petito's remains were found in Wyoming last month, and the coroner says she died by strangulation. Tragedy on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. Authorities say the Hollywood star discharged a prop gun while filming a scene for the Western movie Rust, and it killed the film's director of photography and wounded the movie's director.
The 42-year-old victim, identified as Hanya Hutchins, was airlifted to the University of New Mexico Hospital, where she later died. She was working as a director of photography on the film. In her most recent post on Instagram, recorded from the set, Hutchins mentioned how excited she was to be on the ranch, saying, "One of the perks of shooting a Western is you get to ride horses on your day off."
ABC's Megan Tavrizian reporting. President Biden says his plans to provide 2 years of free community college for anyone who wants it is dead for now. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
In a CNN town hall in Baltimore, the president saying he's busy cutting items that he and progressive Democrats wanted in order to get something passed.
Mr. Manchin and one other person has indicated they will not support free community college.
The president promising to include other financial aid and hoping they'll elect more Democrats to pass the rest later on. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. It's looking dry and warm today, which is great news for those attending high school playoff games tonight.
many games tonight. And the weather cooperates. We got a nice warm day. The temperature should start off around, say, 60 degrees for most of the games this evening. Falling into the low 50s, everybody should definitely bring their jackets along. And the blanket's probably not a bad idea either. But it does stay dry for the games tonight. We do have more rain coming tomorrow over the weekend and then more rain late Sunday. So if you got to get some stuff done outside, I think today is your day.
Grant says, once the storm moves out on Tuesday, we're in for some nice seasonal weather with partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 50s. Coming up on KSL, a former Marine being called a hero after stopping a robbery at a gas station. Plus, a look at your Triple Team traffic.
Traffic backed up a bit on I-15 coming into Salt Lake City of the crash just before the 600 South exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Some exciting news about the KSL family.
You can now hear Unrivaled earlier in the day. Listen on your drive home between 3 and 7 on 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone.
Well, summer's here, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and you want more than anything to get outside and get active. But that creaking and occasional pop you're hearing has been holding you back. Hips, elbows, and ankles, it's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your hips, elbows, and ankles shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your joint pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing in the yard with your grandkids. Get back to golf, tennis, or pickleball with your friends. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your hip, elbow, and ankle pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. TheActiveJointInstitute.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
NMLS 1817019.
Want the lowest mortgage rate? Don't go to a bank or credit union. LendRight Mortgage's rates are often at least 0.25% lower than other lenders. Listen to these Google reviews from very happy clients. Mary, I did my due diligence and compared three other companies, and none of them could compete with the rates offered by LendRight Mortgage. David, LendRight had the best rate we could find, and we shopped pretty heavily. Megan, they got me a great interest rate, much lower than competitors. Landon, from start to finish, they were great. Other companies couldn't touch their rates. Ron, on top of the superior service, I also got a 1.75% rate. Wow. This is why we confidently offer a $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. Rates in the ones will soon be gone. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Morning News. Maria sitting in today for Tim and Amanda so they can have an extended day off. They will be back on Monday morning. Recapping our top local story, thousands of SkyWest Airlines passengers across the U.S. are still trying to get to their destinations this morning. That comes after many were stranded last night when 700 flights had to be grounded. KSL News Time, 8:38. The Sigma Nu fraternity at the University of Southern California is under an interim suspension after reports of a sexual assault and drugs and drinks at a party. Shelby Woodard was among the students gathered outside Sigma Nu House in support of the victims last night.
Just with Greek life in general across the country, sexual assault is definitely something that does unfortunately happen.
The LAPD is investigating. A former Marine is being called a hero after single-handedly stopping an attempted robbery at an Arizona gas station. Video of James Kilser shows him jumping into action when three suspects walked into the Chevron store.
Was just getting ready to turn around to go leave and kind of heard the door swinging open in a little bit aggressive fashion. Kind of had my spidey senses tingling a little bit, and that all unfolded from there.
The video will give you chills. Kilser served in Afghanistan and is now a contractor with the Defense Department. Triple Team Traffic, it's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we've got a crash on North 15 in downtown Salt Lake City. It's just before the 600 South exit. The HOV and the left shoulder are blocked as you come around the curve. And that's where the slowing starts, really, as I-15 around 1300 South. And then either you can exit off at 6 South just fine, or you continue north. But the delays break up right at the 6 South exit. Got some 201 freeway backups now as well out on near Bangor Highway. Some eastbound delay from Bangor over towards 3200 West. Aubrey?
Well, right now, if you're on I-15, there's no delays there all the way from Ogden into downtown Salt Lake City. Highway 89 and Legacy Parkway, both of those are looking good as well. The city streets filling in, especially Gentile Street in Layton heading up towards I-15. Eric?
Not much in the way of congestion slowdowns in Utah County. It is Friday, so a little bit less volume than usual, but you've got normal travel times. For instance, from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain, 30 minutes of drive time, and the major feeders getting over to the freeway also in great shape. Fall's in the air, cooler temps, changing leaves, a perfect time to visit Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, and pellet fireplaces. Visit one of six convenient locations or alpinefireplaces.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
That's another warm day. We'll see a few more clouds this afternoon, but warming up to about 70 degrees. This will be the warmest day for a while. Cools down tomorrow with more rain showers, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 45 degrees, a beautiful sunrise in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Morning News, Maria sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. Experts are warning that you may want to get an early jump on the holiday shopping. We've been telling you that for a few days now, but we are joined earlier today by Samantha Gordon, who is the editor for Consumer Reports Deals. She's going to give us some more tips coming up next here on KSL News Radio.
It's always a great time to buy a new Honda from your Utah Honda dealers, and with many new Hondas arriving daily, your Honda dealers can show you all the available inventory, whether it's in stock or whether it's on the way. And if you don't find what you want, you can pre-order the model, the color, the options you want, and when that new Honda arrives, you can pick it up the very same day. It's also a great time to swing in because those used cars are still at record high demand and your trade is now worth more than ever. Take advantage, too, of 0% financing on select Honda SUVs. And if you haven't taken that new 2022 Honda Civic for a test drive, you owe it to yourself to do it. First of all, its sleek styling and spacious interior are going to get your attention. And once you sit down behind that wheel, the beautiful Bose audio system definitely is going to let you know that the new Civic is different than the Civic you've seen before. The Civic ran away with comparisons, according to Motor Trend. See all the savings at UtahHondaDealers.com.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Maureen from Alpine talks about her experience using 3-day kitchen and bath.
I had for years been dreaming how I wanted my kitchen down to every detail. When 3-day kitchen and bath came, they were thrilled to death that I knew exactly what I wanted. They came back with a drawing and it was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. They came in, they did their thing, and it turned out as perfect as I imagined it. The quality of it, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It is beautiful. They were efficient. They were trustworthy. The recommendations were unquestionable, and they were going to do exactly what I wanted. I had a lovely experience.
Start your remodel today by visiting 3daykitchen.com.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Have you ever heard of varicose seal? If you haven't, be thankful, but if you have, then listen close, because you know how painful this vascular problem can be. It's more common than you think, occurring in over 15% of men. Similar to varicose veins, a varicose seal is an abnormal enlargement of veins in the groin. This condition is associated with infertility and often causes chronic debilitating groin pain. You said it. Ouch. But here's the good news. The doctors at IVC are experts in minimally invasive non-surgical treatment of varicose seals. If you or your significant other has been diagnosed with a varicose seal, let the experts at IVC help. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous disorders, varicose veins, and poor circulation. Why wait? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free consultation. Telehealth options are also available.
IVC, life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the second largest air carrier operating at the Salt Lake International Airport was grounded due to a computer glitch. SkyWest Airlines had to cancel 700 flights yesterday, stranding thousands of passengers. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Utah's Attorney General is assembling a team of lawyers to challenge President Biden's executive order to restore the boundaries of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
It's North 15 in downtown Salt Lake, a crash blocking the HOV and left lane right before the 600 South exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, we're up to 70. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Pfizer says its coronavirus vaccine is 91% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in a trial of over 2,200 kids aged 5 to 11. Regulators are now reviewing that information, and when the green light is given, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says,
we are actively working with pediatricians' offices to make sure that we are ready to go should that regulatory approval and the CDC recommendations come forward.
That could be in early November. Talks continuing today on President Biden's spending proposals. He told a CNN town hall Thursday that his items shrink. A proposal for tuition-free community college has been dropped. Actress Frances Fisher tweets the director shot on a movie set in New Mexico's out of the hospital. Joel Souza was wounded when a prop gun held by Alec Baldwin fired and killed the cinematographer Helena Hutchins. An investigation's underway. Real estate heir Robert Durst, recently convicted of murder, has been charged with murder in the 1982 disappearance of his wife. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The experts have been telling us for days now that we need to get an early jump on holiday shopping this year with the supply chain disruptions around the country. Consumer Reports deals editor Samantha Gordon joined me earlier this morning with some tips.
You definitely don't want to wait until the last minute this year. Everybody says this every year. I'm not going to wait. This is the year you need to make good on that promise, because if you do, you might not be able to get what you're looking for, and you might not be able to get it on time.
So what does this mean for like holiday sales like Black Friday?
Well, Black Friday kind of just isn't a weekend anymore. It started as a day, it became a weekend, and now it's kind of the whole month of November. And this year, sales have started already. Amazon, Target, Walmart, all those big retailers are already rolling out their sales, so you can start to shop now.
So are they offering, are there some good deals out there?
There definitely are, because, you know, the inflation has taken place in the last few years. Things are not quite as cheap as they have been. And because of the supply chain issues and the microchip shortages, we're not seeing as many sales, and the sales aren't as large as they have been. So instead of seeing 30, 40% discounts, we're seeing 20, 25% discounts. So you still can save, but it's not going to be quite as extreme as you might expect.
All right. There's some other things that we should be doing to prepare for the holidays?
Well, other than shopping early, you can think about shopping local, contacting stores in towns of people who are far away rather than shipping across the country. That's a good way to get around things. You can also think about homemade gifts, gift cards. Everybody loves cash. Look for different ways to give gifts this year.
I know why people wait till the last minute. It's just really tough to get your head around it when it's not even Halloween yet.
It absolutely is. And I know some people start shopping in the summer for the holidays, and I'm not one of those people. But the sooner you start thinking about this, the better off you're going to be as we get closer to the holidays. Just remember, November's a week away.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 8:49. That means time for Triple Team Traffic. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy Farnsworth, what's happening?
Well, Maria, we've got that delay coming into downtown because of the crash just before the 6 South exit. The HOV lane blocked, and as a result, there's about a block and a half of delay. Not quite as bad as when the crash initially happened. Things have thinned out a little bit. And whatever was slowing you down on the 21st South Freeway at Bangor Highway has gone away, and traffic's back to normal now all the way across from Magna to I-15. Aubrey?
Well, right now, I-15 just has a little spot of southbound slowing through Farmington, right around the Shepherd Lane area. And then once you get through Farmington, you're back up to freeway speeds all the way to downtown. I am seeing some bunching on Centerville's Main Street, mostly around the school zones right now, and also Beck Street. Eric?
Can't find any fault in the driving conditions in Utah County. The city streets all looking pretty good. The major feeders getting over to I-15 in great shape. If you're heading out to the mountains, really no problems in Provo Canyon or Parley's Canyon if you're going respectively to Heber City or Park City this morning. UDOT construction alert. A new traffic pattern is in place on southbound I-15 from Roy to Clearfield. Crews recently removed the lane split, and all three southbound lanes have returned to their normal location. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast. What a terrific looking day. Here's Grant Wayman.
Warmest day for a while, 70, partly cloudy. Tomorrow it starts to cool and we got rain coming. 55 is the high. Clouds on Sunday with more showers later in the day. The high Sunday is 60. More rain on Monday, warms up to 65. And then more rain Tuesday, colder with a high of 52. Even a few showers hanging around Wednesday, partly cloudy, 54. And then 58, partly cloudy on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sun has brought our temperature up to 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Logan's still pretty cool with 40. St. George this hour, they've reached 50 degrees.
Looks like there's more snow in the forecast coming probably Sunday night, Monday morning. And we're going to make a real hard turn toward winter here in a minute. And that means more and more time spent indoors. And as much as we focus on having clean environments around us these days, how important is it for you and your family, especially going into the holidays when you may have some family gatherings, to have the cleanest environment possible in the house? You need the help of our friends at Zero Res. You know through the years, of course, about their patented Zero Res process for cleaning your carpets. They don't use any soap. They don't use, they don't flood your carpets with water. So your carpets are going to dry faster, stay clean longer. But did you know they also handle air duct cleaning as well? They can come in and give your air ducts a once through and make sure that the cleanest environment is available for your family headed into the holidays. Schedule your carpet cleaning today for just $33 per room and save 25% off air duct cleaning services. Call 801-288-ZERO. That's 801-288-9376.
1-800-GOT-JUNK has added franchise opportunities. Shack Shine window washing, gutter cleaning, and Christmas lights. Plus wow painting, one-day painting. Be your own boss today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
My life was shattered by cancer, but my daughter's doesn't have to be.
Getting rid of cancer is closer than you think. Participate in our genetic study happening near you. You can help at heredagene.org.
Between the I'm fines and the ugh, there's an opportunity to talk to your tween about their emotional well-being, especially after the past year. Get tips from Primary Children's Hospital at talktotweens.com.
Every career path starts with a single step. From a line cook,
order up,
to a Michelin star chef.
Bon appetit.
A CNA. To a nursing director. Take your next step at jobs.ksl.com. Browse and filter opportunities according to the experience you have, whether you're looking for full or part-time work, and the company perks you want. Apply yourself. Move forward with KSL Jobs. Visit jobs.ksl.com today.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Would you like to know how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement? Learn how at the Retirement Tax Summit, a free educational event next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, reserve your free ticket by calling 801-682-4448. Learn what you can do before the end of the year that could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. Don't miss the Retirement Tax Summit next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Sandy. Get your free ticket now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 855, watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Hackers have already hacked, have already attacked former President Trump's social media app. Now, just 2 hours after its launch was announced, the hackers gained access to a private version of the social network and created fake accounts. The large Chinese property owner Evergrande has made a crucial payment to stay out of default. The $83.5 million payment was due last month, and the 30-day grace period was set to expire tomorrow. KSL Drives, if you think you're paying a lot for gas, be glad you don't live in one California town. The price of a regular gallon in Gorda, California is now $7.59. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now up by 76 points, sitting at 35,679, S&P 500 down by 2, the NASDAQ down by 79 points. KSL News Time, 856, is time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. And here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Donovan Mitchell struggled offensively in the Jazz season opener on Wednesday, knocking down just 6 of 17 shots for 16 points. But the guard did prove to be more dialed in on the defensive side of the ball. After a tough playoff exit last season, largely due to the team's inability to defend on the perimeter, Mitchell discussed the early season challenges the Jazz will face on the defensive end.
A bunch of good challenges early, you know, towards an attack mode, and you got Buddy Hield screen, so it's different type of people you're guarding, and then the game after that, you got to defend Jokic's action. So, you know, it's good challenge off the bat, and that's pretty much what I put my mind to, you know, it's being able to kind of set a tone defensively.
The Jazz traveled to Sacramento yesterday and will face the Kings tonight in their first road test of the season. For a full breakdown on the Jazz defensive effort in the season opener, head to KSLSports.com with Jazz Notes. Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Bill Riley
here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K.
Cars that save lives.
Donate today. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS or donate online at towcars.org. That's TOWKARS.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
KSL News Time, 8:59. Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. So how are we ending the drive, Andy?
Well, things have calmed down on I-50, Marie. As you come into downtown, the crash is still on the left shoulder, but it doesn't look like it's blocking the HOV lane anymore at 600 South. And so the slowing on the main flow is gone. Traffic is a little bit slow coming out of Tooele right now. I-80 backing up just before the turn to the 21st South Freeway and that stretch that's right by the Great Salt Lake. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking pretty good. I-15 through Weber and Davis County, no delays there. I-84, a little spot of slowing as you're traveling westbound. Eric?
Foothill Drive's looking good, heading up to the university this morning. 215 eastbound, also good for north pounders down Utah County. It's been a great morning. I-15 continuing to roll at normal speeds. The Salt Lake City VA is vaccinating all veterans, regardless of VA healthcare eligibility. Walk-ins welcome at the main medical center. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
You're going to want to spend a few minutes outside today because the weather changing big time tomorrow. Today's high 70, just a beautiful day. Tomorrow, 55 and a 50% chance of showers.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City,
KSL News Radio, Utah's all.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.